how different is the draft for you this year as opposed to the last seven?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we've got two extra weeks to prepare, and that's probably the biggest change this year. I know a lot of people would assume that the answer to that would be because we pick first, it's a lot different. But really the reality of it is that part of the vetting process of the draft or preparing your board doesn't change whether or not you have the first pick or the 32nd pick. All of that's the same. It's what's been different this year is the timing.
So the timing, because you have the extra time, that's a good thing? That's just changing the dynamics of it? Why does two extra weeks, you would think, in the course of 6 months make that much of a difference?
Well, I think mainly because we're all ready to have the draft and know who we are going to have in that whole process. It's an exhaustive process, Patty, and so when you start, you know, really in earnest, the draft prep, you know, our scouts will go out, for example, in May and start on a 2015 draft class, but really the real intense part of the process really starts in January, and so when you start to go to the All-Star games, and so really from January through our draft meetings in February, through the combine, through the pro days, and then the draft meetings, it's a really concentrated amount of time, and so the two extra weeks is just two more weeks of really intense preparation.
Now, we've talked about your draft philosophy over the years. Will you tell us if you actually have a philosophy, and is it different this year?
Well, we do have a philosophy. I do believe if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything, and so we do. We believe just, you know, overall, and from a draft perspective of drafting value versus need, and you hear that conversation or you hear that phrase a lot. What that really means to us is we try to value these players on our draft board independent of our team now, independent of any current situation that exists now, because I think if you do that, you have a tendency to, if you factor in need, then you have a tendency to fall victim to what's called confirmational bias. In other words, if you think you like somebody or you think you need something, then you're more apt to come to conclusions that support what the assumptions are. And so we try to eliminate all of that bias and try to go into the process very objectively and rank and value our players and rank and value the board according to the individual guy. And then we like to take those guys according to their value.
And that's, I get that, and you've told me that before, but is that difficult to do when you do have specific needs that you know you're trying to address in a specific draft?
Well, there's a certain amount of discipline that's required if you operate that way, because your natural tendency is to gravitate towards the things that you need. You look at a depth chart, and if they're glaring holes on a depth chart, as a talent acquisition guy, I want to fill those holes. But if you, so there is some discipline that's required to live and to operate that way. Yeah, and it's something that you have to believe in it. Again, if you don't believe in it, I don't know if everybody follows this philosophy. I've said very often that if you are able to take a player at a corresponding value and it fits a position of need, then you've hit the home run. You've done a great job. But if you find yourself on the clock and you don't have a player rated at that point, at that value, and you take him because he fits a need, then you may end up, if he doesn't fit that value spot, you may end up missing out on another player that could have helped your football team at the corresponding value.
And when you talk about the philosophy, and Bill O'Brien has already told us that really, and we haven't really talked about him yet, but with him being the new head coach here, he says and feels that his philosophy and your philosophy are very much the same. Does that really kind of help going into this draft with you two kind of being on the same page like that?
It does, because that's a critical element to the success of the Concentric. We've got to have what I call a football expert, a personnel expert, and a coaching expert. They have to have shared visions of what the football team should look like. Because if you don't, then you run into problems. And so we do have very, very similar philosophies. The good thing is that it is a new system and scheme for me. And so there's some learning from my perspective that's been good and been fun. We've had some really good conversations and dialogue in the draft rooms, and it really has helped me understand the types of systems that we will employ. We've been able to communicate that to our scouts, and so I think we've got a really good handle on what we're looking for.
you know, while we're talking about Coach O'Brien, just sort of your thoughts on what you've seen so far with what he's bringing, with how he's handling things and his staff, and how that bodes for the future here.
Yeah, I've been real pleased with what we've seen so far. First of all, he's a great partner. And again, with the importance of how important it is for a general manager and a head coach to be able to communicate and to interact, that's very, very important. So we have a really good relationship that way. He's very communicative. He's very open. And he's expressive, and so that helps when you are attempting to put something together and learn from each other. It helps to be that way, and then I've enjoyed watching him interact with our players. He's a very personable guy. He's in the training room, in the locker room, interacting with our football team, getting to know our players. I think they see that, and I think they're enjoying that. And then there's an accountability piece. You know, we're very early in the process, but we've had really good attendance from our players, you know, during the off-season program so far. We will start to have more coaching sessions, more mini camps. We've got a veteran voluntary mini camp. We've got a rookie mini camp. And so we'll have a lot of opportunities here over the next couple months for him to really get to know these players and for them to get to know him and his staff.
7 drafts for you now under your belt. That's actually kind of hard for me to believe already. It's gone by that fast. But do you feel like the process has become just more natural, more comfortable for you? You've gotten better at it. And is there an added pressure maybe on you because it is a number one pick this year?
Well, the latter question is no. There's no increased amount of pressure, at least from internally speaking. And so, the former part of the question is, yeah, I think every year you get experience, you become more comfortable with what you're doing. I think you are much better equipped to anticipate things that may happen. You have a process. We certainly have a process in the way that we function during the course of the draft that I think is very efficient. And I think, you know, the draft, I said this earlier, it's an exhaustive process. There's a ton of research, a ton of information, a ton of evaluations, a ton of information that goes into the decisions that we have to make. And you need to be exhaustive in that process. But the more detailed and thorough you are in that process, the more discipline you exercise in that process, in my opinion, only really gives you a chance to be successful on draft day. There's still a huge amount of uncertainty. And so we try to be diligent. We try to be disciplined. We try to be exhaustive so that we can, so that we give ourselves a chance to be good, on those 3 days.
You know, we all know that different players have visited not only here, but NFL teams throughout the country. How, at this point and at this stage in the game, how important are those meetings to get to know these guys individually versus just what you see on film?
Well, via NFL player personnel rules, each club gets to bring in 30 guys. They get 30 visits to their club. It's a couple of different things. Number one, if it's a guy who was maybe not invited to the combine, but we've got grades on it, we think are draftable grades, and so you want to get a guy in and maybe give him a physical, maybe spend some more time with him. For guys that actually went to the combine, it's another set of data points to sit down with the young man again. If you need additional medical information, you can get that. If you need additional work on the board, on the film, in the film room with the coach, so that you really understand what the guy is, and so you get a handle on who he is. Again, it's all predicated on making sure that when we sit down, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we know exactly who these men are and what we're getting when we add them to our organization.
Kind of personal, not a personal question, but personal in style. Do you go into it, or is there kind of like a feeling that you kind of sort of feel like you know kind of who you want, or do you go back to that discipline that you have to keep an open mind and not have any outside noise, any outside sources, and keep your, mind open to everything until it gets right down to the final?
Well, I absolutely know who I want. I know the guys we like. Now, who will be there? Now, the fortunate thing about having the first pick is I know we have, I got the pick of the litter. And so I will know exactly who I want at that point. Now, the game is played is if there's an opportunity to move, and in this case, obviously, to move back, if somebody else wants to come up to that first pick, then you weigh what the opportunities are versus who the individual is that you want to take and what that value is relative to what the value that somebody may be offering you. But as you move through the draft, obviously you don't know who's going to be picked when. And so, as we go and that board starts to fall, we've already earmarked the guys that we like, the guys that we think will fit into our systems, the guys that we would like to see in our locker room, the guys that we think will be good guys in our community. So we've got a pretty good idea who those men are.
We haven't talked to you since Matt Schaub's trade. Just your thoughts on Matt getting a fresh start out in Oakland and the acquisition of Ryan Fitzpatrick and what he brings.
Yeah, it was important for me to try to put Matt in a situation that I thought he would be successful in. I've said many times, I don't think you go from being a good football player overnight to being a bad football player. I think there are a lot of things that happen. And certainly, Matt had his issues last year, and so he's a good man, Lori, and he and his family are good people. And so, I'm happy that we were able to move him to Oakland. I do think that that's a good situation for him, and we were, in turn, able to get a little bit of value for that. So that was good. I think that was a win-win for us. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is a guy that's played a lot of football in this league. He's had success in this league. He's a smart guy. He fits what Bill looks for and what he likes at the quarterback position, and so it was good to be able to acquire him as well.
I know you're excited about it. You've been looking forward to it. So much hype leading up to this draft. But are you going to be kind of glad when the decision is made, as it's all said and done, you can kind of start moving forward?
Well, I do look forward to having our football team in its entirety out on the field. You know, we will have a veteran minicamp, as I mentioned, before the draft. And so that will really be the first opportunity for these coaches to get out and see our football team and what they look like now. But then you add those 11 draft picks, or however many we end up drafting, plus the college free agents, and you get all those guys into the mini camp. It'll be fun to watch those guys. I'm excited for our team. I'm excited for our organization and excited for the city of Houston. I think we have a dynamic football coach who has a vision and a plan for this team, and it's exciting to watch him put that together, and it'll be fun to watch them out on the field.